Brian Farrell, an engineer for Juno's electric utility, asked me to put on a blue hard hat before showing me around.
Just all our work site. We got
construction on the $22 million project began in January. And already there are two 50,000 gallon tanks installed that will feed a diesel turbine.
A diesel turbine is exactly what it sounds like. It is a combustion turbine that compresses air, injects diesel fuel as a fuel source, and ignites that to turn another turbine, which then turns a generator.
A backup generator, according to AEL&P. It could also run off liquefied natural gas, something that Avista, that's the utility's parent company, has been looking at bringing to Juno. Right now, on a normal day, the city runs entirely off hydro. But when something goes wrong, like an avalanche takes down a power line, that service can be disrupted. That actually happened in the spring of 2008. And Farrell says when that occurs, the diesel is the backup.
We have diesel strategically placed throughout the system, and this spot is going to add greatly to that strategy.
The location for the diesel plant is in a Juno area called the Mendenhall Valley, and the electric company says growing demand is the reason. In other words, more people powering their homes and businesses in that area. Farrell says if another catastrophe happened,
I do not have enough diesel generation in the valley to pick up all of the valley in that situation. So what that would turn into in any sort of long-term effort would be rotating blackouts for different areas of the valley.
Why would we bring in a new fossil fuel monopoly when we have local, clean, abundant energy in the form of responsible hydropower?
That's Danielle Redmond, a Juno climate change activist. She sent a letter to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska asking for community input. To pay for the new diesel plant, the electric company will have to increase rates. And that's when the Regulatory Commission gets involved. On top of that, Redmond thinks the diesel plant doesn't reflect the city's overall values.
For me, it's more of an issue that if we continue to build infrastructure, we're not going to make investment in clean, renewable alternatives.
The city recently drafted an energy plan outlining goals for moving away from burning fossil fuels, like diesel. But Tim McLeod, AEL&P's president, says investing in renewable energy in an emergency situation doesn't make sense.
First off, diesel generation for backup is a fraction of the cost to our customers as building a new hydro would be.
In 2010, after the company completed the Lake Dorothy hydro project, McLeod says Juno's electric rates went up nearly 20%. He thinks backup hydro doesn't pencil out and would wind up costing customers more. As to how much the diesel plant will raise rates,
this will be much less than that, but I don't know what the numbers are.
AEL&P has yet to file paperwork with the Regulatory Commission about the rate increase. For Danielle Redmond, the problem isn't about being stuck with the bill.
May well be the case that Juno ratepayers would be willing to pay a little bit more for additional hydropower capacity in favor of keeping new fossil fuel projects out of town.
Redmond says she certainly would, but she might not have a choice in the matter. AEL&P expects to have its new diesel generation plant operational by this winter. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.